The Minnesota House and Senate have adjourned for Passover and the Easter weekend without progress on budget negotiations. The two sides have been divided for weeks over how much money is available for tax cuts and ongoing spending. DFL Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe lays the blame squarely at the feet of House Republicans.
Their strategy is simple. Drag this out. Come back next week. Run out the legislative days. Exhaust the time, nothing will get done. There will be no rebate. There will be no permanent income tax cut. There will be
the
no
underlying point of contention hasn't changed much despite weeks of rhetoric and dueling press conferences. Senate DFLers and Governor Ventura say House Republicans should stick to budget numbers prepared by the State Finance Department. That means permanent tax cuts and ongoing spending must be held to $549 million. Moe says anything above that is, quote, phony money. GOP leaders disagree.
It is not phony money. It is the taxpayers' money. That's what we're fighting for.
House Speaker Steve Swigum says a string of budget surpluses indicates the 549 figure is too low. Moreover, he says the latest offer from the GOP incorporates that number as its base and adds only ongoing tobacco revenues, which he says should be fair game to pay for tax cuts.
The philosophical difference is, whose money is it? It's the people's money. We're fighting to get it back to them. It is not Roger Moe's money to give who they want to give it to. It is the people's money, and it ought to be given back to them in the form of a permanent tax cut. We are going to continue to fight for that.
Swigum didn't divulge the details of his offer, but Senator Moe was dismissive. He said anything above 549 was unacceptable and could lead to budget shortfalls in the future.
They have to submit an honest budget. Quit playing politics with the numbers. Quit playing politics with the state budget so that we can, in fact, to have a balanced program and move forward where Minnesotans want us to move.
With the Easter deadline looming and no agreement in sight, lawmakers now face a constitutional limit on the number of days they can hold floor sessions to pass bills. Only 9 remain between now and May 22nd. And Swigum says when the House returns next week, they're prepared to run down the clock, forcing either an agreement or a do-nothing session.
We're just trying to make sure that work doesn't keep expanding. It's expanding and expanding, you know, government work to fill the time available. If we shorten that time available, we're going to get a quicker decision.
Governor Ventura sides with the Democrats on the size of the state budget, but he's been largely absent from the ongoing debate. Legislators have met with his finance commissioner, but spokesman John Woodley says there's no need for Ventura's direct involvement until all sides accept the department's budget projection.
I mean, what is there to do if they won't agree to the number? If they want to do a package that will put our budget, our long-term budget, out of balance, we're just not interested in that. The Senate's not interested in that. So, I mean, fundamentally, they have to agree on the basics before you can go anywhere.
Woodley says ending the session without resolving the budget debate would be irresponsible. He says, at a minimum, Ventura will expect a bill on capital investments, which is traditionally the focus of even-year sessions. At the Capitol, I'm Michael Koo, Minnesota Public Radio.